being joined by Appleton Parkersburg Superintendent Travis Fleshner as we're talking about the upcoming general obligation bond vote coming up here in November. Before we get into that, though, just kind of ease in here. Sort of a brand new school year. How are things going here at AP as you finally get rolling in another school year?
Yeah, you know, just kind of settling into a little bit of a schedule. Everything's off to a really, really good start. Staff come back kind of rested and ready from the summer and getting ready to kind of get things connected to kids, and the students have come back and we're kind of into a routine. And yeah, overall, I guess I'm really pleased with how the year started.
So we're a couple of months out from Election Day. Let's just kind of go back big picture when it comes to the overall needs and kind of how this bond vote ultimately got into place here. If you kind of just talk about some of those big needs and kind of the background information.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the thing just to, you know, kind of share with our patrons that this process started really well over a year ago. You know, really about 5 years ago, the district created more of a facility assessment. And that's really was just more about kind of identifying some issues within the buildings and facilities, but it wasn't necessarily packaged in a plan to how to move forward. So it kind of sat on a shelf for a little bit, and the school board really kind of wanted to bring that back out and really go after a real comprehensive plan to look forward. Not necessarily just fix things per se, but how's this going to look for the AP schools moving forward? So about a year ago, a little over that now, the board selected an architect firm, Envision Architects, to kind of help lead and guide the work. We had a committee of about 25 community members that attended regular scheduled meetings to kind of talk through and plan through what this might look like. And I think it's important for our community members to know that the makeup of that committee was people from Appleton, people from Parkersburg. We had parents with young kids, parents with older students, community members with no kids. So we really tried to get a good cross-section of the demographic here at AP to try to kind of help kind of focus and work through this. And really, it kind of landed us onto kind of our plan to move forward with the general obligation bond. The scope of the work, it's still, you know, pretty broad in this sense. Just here's the big pieces we want to address. One of the first pieces was really potentially looking at two sites, one in Appleton, one in Parkersburg. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. And I know there's some people that have questions about that and how that might look. But really, the package that's being put together to put out to a bond vote is really a refurbishing of the Appleton building, and then an expanded career and tech ed space onto the high school. That's industrial tech and ag would be the two biggest impacted by that construction if it's approved. Some people will ask kind of why, you know, how do we fall to that? Some of this honestly starts to fall into dollars and cents. And we won't get too far into that necessarily today, but really we only have a certain amount of money to work with. And how can we kind of best channel that money to try to improve the facilities here at AP? So really the committee really just landed on the fact, sizable refurbishment of the Appleton building and a career and tech ed expansion at the high school.
If people are looking for, you know, more comprehensive information on this, where are they able to go and find that?
Yeah, absolutely. So really we're channeling people back to our school website. If you go to the main landing page for our school district's website, you're going to find a link right on that homepage called Focusing on the Future. And if you go to that and you click that, it'll take you to another website. Inside that website, it's going to be a lot of information for people. And I do hope people take a few minutes at least kind of peruse through there. There'll be some renderings, just some general drawings of what some of this could look like. There's a frequently asked questions page that's continually updated. And what we've kind of put out to patrons, we just said, if you've got a question and it's not there, reach out to us because you might not be the only person with that question. We want to get that answered for you. Even if you've gone there, maybe check back. And one of the hopes, I guess, I have going into this bond vote, you know, wherever or however our community members vote on this, that they've got good information to make their decision. That's really, my best hope going into it, that at least take a little time to be educated about that. Also in there, we know that this is a big piece, is a tax rate calculator. pretty simple. There's a lot of numbers in the background, but really what you can do is talk about, you know, your assessed valuations of homes, assessed valuations of ag properties, and you can put that in there and it'll calculate a number. So you'll actually know, you know, by the month, by the year, of what this bond boat could be for your taxes.
All right. And once again, $16.5 million, that's the number that the board landed on. Is that the maximum amount or is that just kind of the set amount?
Well, so there's really a couple of ways. So there's a couple of options that we could have looked at for a bond vote. And one of them would be a $4.05. We are not talking about that. So $2.70 per thousand of assessed valuation, along with some other monies, could generate us right around $16.5 million.
All right. Is there anything else regarding this you'd like to touch on here today?
Yeah, hopefully we can continue to get information out to patrons. And I would ask them if they just take at least a few minutes to go to our school district's website, scroll through there. And if you have questions and they're not being answered there, to please reach out to me here at the school district and we will get those questions answered. If they've got other things in general that they would like to talk about, to not hesitate to reach out.
All right. One more time. That's Applington Parkersburg Superintendent Travis Fleshner. Thank you so much for the time today.
All right. Appreciate you. Thank you.